have anything Snoopy, show me right now, okay? Everything is Snoopy in my life. But hi, my name is Sarah, and this is how Jesus turned my life 180 degrees. I grew up going to a very small Catholic grade school, attending Mass most Sundays, and then sometimes going to a Christian church on the other Sundays. From a very young age, I knew all the Bible stories and could explain the gospel, or at least I thought I could. I knew about God, but I didn't know him personally. When I was 4, my parents divorced, and my childhood changed quickly. I didn't understand what this meant, other than now I had 2 bedrooms and 2 of every holiday, which seemed pretty cool, sounded great. But that positive attitude fizzled out pretty fast. My family's situation became difficult and messy, and I was exposed to things at a young age that I didn't fully understand. My parents were no longer together, and because of the circumstances surrounding their divorce, they were no longer able to attend the Catholic Church. My brother and I continued going to Mass at school while attending different Christian churches on Sundays. As a child, I struggled to understand why I could go to Mass, but my parents could not, even though they could attend a Christian church. It all seemed very confusing. So I began asking questions about what I believed and what it meant to follow Christ. So by 5th grade, I decided to leave my Catholic school and attend a public school. I wanted a fresh start in a place where I could simply be a kid without everyone knowing my family situation. Yet I was still unsure what I believed in. I enjoyed my public school because not everyone knew all my business and all the past, and I could stay away from others and hide away. Over the next several years, I struggled deeply with depression and anxiety and self-harm. I still believed in God, but my faith felt distant. I heard people talking about having a personal relationship with the Lord, but I didn't know what that meant. And then as I entered high school, some circumstances made these struggles even harder. My relationship with one of my parents took a turn for the worse, which left me feeling unloved, unwanted, and unsure of my own value. I began looking for my worth and identity in other people, especially in relationships. I thought if someone loved me, it would fill the emptiness I felt inside. Eventually, I found myself in a toxic relationship. During that time, I reached a point where I felt completely hopeless and cried out to God, asking him why he allowed me to hurt and why I felt so difficult to love. That night, while crying out to God, I hit a wall. I did not know if I wanted to move onward. I was at my lowest point, and I did not know if I could see the light from there. So I asked God for a reason to stay. I told him that if he would just give me one reason, one sign, to know to keep going, and I would trust him. That night, my mom came into my room, gave me a big hug, and told me she loved me. And if you know me, I love hugs more than anything. So it may have seemed like a small thing, but to me, it was an answer to my prayer that I knew God had given me. After that, I began noticing little reminders that God was still there. Sometimes it was a friend showing me affection, a beautiful sunset, a Bible verse that happened to come across on the street, or something small that brought me joy. At the time, I didn't completely understand what God was doing because it just felt like I was going through the motions. Like I was here, but I did not know or even understand what it was to have a purpose. Looking back, I can see that he was patiently reminding me over and over again of my value and the value of my life in him, and that I was never truly alone. Finally, I got to OU, and I was super excited to get out of the house and away from my little hometown. I was excited to experience something new, but I still did not understand what my purpose was. I did not understand what God was doing in my life, nor what he was able to do. My roommate, Catherine, asked me if I wanted to check out Crew because she heard about them, and they also had free food and t-shirts that night. Since Catherine and I did almost everything together during freshman year, I went with her. What started as free food and a t-shirt became one of the biggest turning points in my faith. I was launched into a body of believers where I once tried to hide every detail of my life from these people, and now I had a group of girls who loved me and showed me that I can trust them and share my life with them. Through Crew and the people God placed in my life at Ohio University, I finally began to understand what it meant to have a personal relationship with Jesus. All those years and moments of hurt and confusion were actually stepping stones to get closer to the heart of Jesus. I received a relationship with Jesus that not only outweighed all my past hurts and bruises, but truly began to heal me and turn my life around. I realized that I had spent so much of my life searching for love and worth in other people when God had already offered me the ultimate love of a father who would never leave me. Looking back, I can see how intentional God was in the little things. He was providing me long before I even recognized that it was him. With honesty, I still struggle. My heart still hurts sometimes, and I still find myself going back to previous sin struggles out of fear, comfort, and even just habit. But following Christ has made life not only easier, but truly enjoyable. I know now that I'm no longer defined by my sin and shortcomings, but by the redemptive love of Jesus Christ, who died for my sins and took my shame onto himself. That I may walk in freedom, my faith in Jesus has changed the way I walk through those struggles. I no longer believe that my worth depends on whether another person chooses me, loves me, or wants me. I know that I have a Father who is with me, who loves me unconditionally, and who will never, ever abandon me. One verse that became especially meaningful to me during my freshman year was Psalm 34:18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. God never promised me an easy life, but he has shown me that he will be present in the middle of the storm. When I look back, I can see that he was there even when I couldn't see him. He was relentless in showing the reminders of his love and faithfulness. My name is Sarah, and this is how Jesus turned my life 180 degrees. If any of this has resonated with you or impacted you, I'll be down here after my name.